Life Audio.
The Desire Jesus 1-Year Devotional is a daily devotional book that I spent over a year creating. It's a great resource to have on hand at the start of the year, but it's set up so that you can start reading it whenever you'd like. Each devotion includes scripture, exposition, personal application, and a demonstration of how every portion of God's Word is pointing our hearts toward trusting in Jesus. If you'd like to pick up a copy for yourself or several copies to give as gifts, you'll find the link in this episode's description. You can also find the Desire Jesus 1-Year Devotional at Amazon.com and other major booksellers. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 5, which says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful." Do you resent anyone? Is there someone on this earth that you secretly wish bad things would come their way? Maybe someone who has offended you. Possibly someone who has something that you wish you had, and now you're feeling jealous of them. Resentment is the fruit of forgetting that we already have everything we need for life and godliness in Christ Jesus. When we stop dwelling on that truth, our hearts begin to seek some level of satisfaction through lesser things. We become convinced that if we had what someone else had, then we'd truly be content. But that's a lie. Christ is who we need. New life through Christ is what we need. And our minds and hearts do well when we embrace that truth. The person you may struggle with resentment toward has probably noticed. Even in subtle ways, our emotions tend to show themselves. Christ will empower you to truly love that person if you allow Him. The truth is, if you're in Christ, you already have that power. You just may not be using it. Today is the day to display the patience and kindness of Christ to those that you've resented in the past. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today and to meditate on these concepts from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Lord, we're grateful that in this portion of Scripture You teach us that love is patient and kind. You tell us that love doesn't envy, it doesn't boast. And as this section that we just read together ends, You tell us that love is not irritable or resentful. But Lord, all of us have struggled in one way or another with resenting certain people and certain personalities. Sometimes we've encountered people in our lives that we feel they catch all the breaks, or things always work out well for them, or they always get all the best things, and we wish that we could get the things that they're getting. But Lord, we know that's not the essence of love. True love doesn't covet the blessings another person experiences. True love celebrates those things and rejoices over the ways that You're blessing another person's life. True love doesn't insist on its own way. True love is sacrificial. And we've seen this example modeled for us in the actions of Your Son, Jesus Christ. But Lord, we struggle to show that kind of love to others. So often we want our own way. We demand the best for ourselves. And we truly do at times struggle with resenting other people. So Lord, we pray that You would empower us. We pray that You would change our hearts. We pray that You would transform our thinking. And we pray that You'd help us to interact with others in such a way that we learn to model Christ-centered love. Naturally speaking, we recognize that this isn't something that can find its source within us. This is something that needs to be empowered by You. So we commit ourselves to You, Lord, and we ask for Your intervention in our minds and in our hearts to help us to show the kind of love You've shown us. We're grateful for this reminder from Your Word today. We pray that You'd commit it to our minds and commit it to our hearts and help us to actually live it out. And we thank You for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
What do you do when your world is falling apart?
How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.